Welcome to Sunday Morning. I have Celeste Gibbons Peoples with me today from the City of Tampa. I know I've heard your name before, and I know that you are the certified purchasing analyst for the City of Tampa, but that can't be why I know you.
Well, I've been a part of the Black History Committee probably for since about 1998. But before then, when I came on, and I was the scholarship chair for approximately about 15 years before I was elected this term to be president. So, but I'm born and raised here in Tampa. Yes, I was born and raised here and, you know, been pretty much involved. I've did volunteer work with police athletically, you know, as a cheerleader coach. I've worked with the Boys and Girls Club.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with various different organizations, Buffalo Soldiers. You know, so I've been around for a little while, so my name has come up somehow, somewhere.
And the reason that we're talking to you this morning is because February is Black History Month, and now you're the chair of that?
Yes, I'm the president of the City of Tampa's Black History Committee Incorporated, and we are having our 27th annual Black History Celebration on February the 18th at 11 o'clock at the Tampa Convention Center.
And what is that all involved? I mean, it's not just a one-day event, is it?
Well, basically, no. We try to do something throughout the year. We've started having this celebration at the request of Mr. Bobby Bowden. He was our founder. He went to then-Mayor Sandy Friedman and stated he wanted to have a program that the employees could come to that just celebrated some of the African-American culture and history here in Tampa. There is so much of it.
There is a lot of it, and we're going to talk about a lot of that this morning. Bobby Bowden is the one that came to you about this 27 years ago?
Well, no, he went to the mayor. At that time, he was director of our communications.
I see.
Now, so he was working here, and he went to the mayor, Sandy Friedman, and was asking her. So he started the program, and we started in the city council chambers.
And you say started the program. That's what I was kind of getting with before. It's not just a day. This is a multi-level program.
Well, now we started just with a little hour program for the employees is how this started. We would do a program within an hour that gave the employees enough time to come and go back to work. As we progressed and became incorporated and throughout the years, our whole thing, we started doing something where we started recognizing Central Avenue. We would have a program right over at Perry Harvey Park where we started displaying and talking about the history of Central Avenue and the importance it played here in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Then we also had a program for the Emancipation Proclamation of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So we have programs for that. We do our scholarship program as well. We have a ceremony dated for May 19th where we award scholarships to deserving African-American high school seniors in the Hillsborough County School District.
Let's talk about that for a second. How do kids become involved in this or get given this scholarship? Do they compete for it?
Yes, we have approximately about four scholarships mainly that we give out, and they're each based on their involvement in school, their involvement in the community, you know, their volunteer work that they do, their grades. They have to maintain a minimum of 2.5 GPA.
That's pretty high.
And then they write an essay.
Mm-hmm.
Each scholarship has a different essay.
And there's four of them?
Yes. Our first scholarship was in the name of Jeanette Martin. Jeanette Martin was the president that came on with the City of Tampa's Black History Committee after Bobby Bowden, our founder, he stepped down and appointed her. She was also the City of Tampa's first African-American city clerk. So we came under her leadership, and then after she passed in 2009, her family wanted to establish a scholarship in her name. So then through donations and sponsorship, we started giving out a scholarship in her name every year to different students. And then we added on another scholarship for a past president. We had Betty Green Johnson.
Right, remember
so we have
that
our
name.
Yeah, she was our president after Jeanette S. Martin passed.
Mm-hmm.
And then Betty Green Johnson was elected as president. And then at the time, we added the scholarship to presidential. Then we also have a scholarship for active member at Greater Bethel Missionary Baptist Church. That scholarship is in honor of a past member, a retired member, Mr. Harold B. worked at our code enforcement and a very active member of the Black History Committee.
Mm-hmm.
He attends and is a deacon at Greater Bethel. So they wanted to, you know, establish a program for the students there and asked if we would be like the overseer or, you know, the initiator of the scholarship.
Right.
And that scholarship is specifically for a high school senior at their church.
Oh, I see.
So we have that one. And then something we have new as well, as we just started last year, is we give scholarships now to a student at a vocational or a technical school.
Good idea.
Like the program they have at HCC, or if they're attending Irwin, or if they are attending Brewster. We give scholarships for them, the students that are there, and that's basically, all of our scholarships is basically a GPA mm-hmm. and an essay. Once those scholarships are brought in, there is a scholarship committee, and the scholarship chair now, her name is Regina Locke DePass. Her committee gets together, gets all the applications, makes sure we've received everything that is stated on the application, review the essays, they score them, and then the highest score on the essays win.
And how much are these scholarships?
We have our presidential scholarship is for $2,500. Mm-hmm. The Jeanette S. Martin scholarship is $1,000 each. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, there has been years because of donations, depending on how much donations we have, we can give anywhere from 1 to 3 scholarships pertaining to the Jeanette Martin.
All right.
The presidential is just the one that we give. The Greater Bethel is just the one mm-hmm. at this time. And these numbers, understand, can change depending on the sponsorships we get.
Well, you know, and that's the next thing I wanted to talk about. Yeah. How would somebody sponsor these scholarships? Just give the money?
They can donate money. We have a website, www.cotbhc.org. You can go to that website, and it gives you all the information. It has pictures that shows your past events that we've had. It gives you the scholarship applications as well. It tells you about things that are coming up now. And there is a link where you can go to and make a donation.
I see. So anybody could make even a small donation if they wanted to.
Any donation that you want to give, we're more than thankful and grateful for it, because that's how we give for the students.
Uh-huh.
Because this our committee is not funded
right
by anything. Everything we have is done by donations, by employees, by just citizens of Tampa, St. Pete area, you know, and just the sponsorships we get from various companies.
And I think that people like to hear that, because I know, for example, if I would like to make a donation, maybe for me $100 is a lot of money. It's not going to make up a whole scholarship, but me and 10 other people could make up a scholarship.
Yes, exactly. You know, $10 from 10 people, that can be a book.
Right.
That can be something.
Mm-hmm.
And we started out giving a $350 stipend
uh-huh.
to a student, to a gentleman by the name of Brent Solomon. And who was actually, if I'm not mistaken, is working for, he's a news anchor in Virginia.
I was going to ask you if you had some former recipients that you wanted to brag about.
Oh, yes, we have a couple of those.
I bet.
Yeah, Brent Solomon was the very first one, and he actually was a speaker at our program that particular year. And that's when we started. We had some money, and we was like, well, let's start getting involved. Let's start investing in our youth. Since we had a youth speak at our program, and he was the youngest at that time to ever speak at one of our programs.
Mm-hmm.
So we gave him a $350, you know, we call it like a book stipend.
Right.
So, you know, to just help them along. Because when you're in school, you're looking for any amount of money.
Yep. And you're right. That's about helps. One book is $350 in some of these classes
exactly.
I've taken.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, so at least that was some help.
Right.
So we just, once we did that, it was more of, we need to do this more.
Right.
We need to help some more students. We started helping students for employees of the city of Tampa.
Right.
Then once we became incorporated, we took it out to all the Hillsborough County school districts. So, you know, we've massed over the years since we've started, we've given out over $100,000 in scholarships.
That's awesome. And this has got to be someone who is in the city of Tampa. It can't be somebody from St. Petersburg, can it?
Right. It has to be within the Hillsborough County school district.
That's what I figured, yeah. Well,
yeah.
And it should be. That's
right.
Your...
But who knows? You know, we get more sponsorship.
Right.
We can expand out. So that's where the donors and the sponsors come in. The more they help us, we can help more students.
Well, and let's talk about what's coming up on the 18th. If somebody was going to come and join you, what would they see?
They would see we have talent from two young individuals here in Tampa. The city, you know, one is the son of one of our city employees. His name was Caleb Lattimore. He's a jazz saxophonist. He's a student at Blake. He will be doing the song for Lift Every Voice.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a multi-talented young man by the name of Jacob Stevenson, who will be doing a rendition of the national anthem on the violin.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Never heard that.
Anytime we have a program, we always like to incorporate the youth.
Right.
You know, we also will have the Kumba dancers performing. And our keynote speaker is Miss Clemmie Perry. She's the founder and director of Women of Color Golf.
I know I've heard her name as well.
Yes, she's a Tampa native.
Mm-hmm.
She went to Plant High School. She's a Plant High School alumni. She attended Florida A&M University.
Mm-hmm.
She was a cheerleader for Tampa Bay Bucks.
That's probably how I...
She was a cheerleader for Miami Dolphins
there,
as well.
There you go.
You know, she's been into the sports arena mm-hmm. throughout high school, playing volleyball and basketball and all that. So she's going to be our guest speaker because our theme this year is celebrating African Americans, sports legends of Tampa Bay.
And there are so many of those.
Yes, we had a hard time just trying to pick a few to recognize. And we are city employees because we have a couple of city employees that are Olympians.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
That were high school, you know, were college standouts.
Right.
You know, in sports like Charles Bradley.
Right.
He was a standout basketball player at USF.
Yep.
He works at our Parks and Rec.
I didn't realize that.
Yes, we have Randy Crowder, a retired city employee in our real estate division, played for the Miami Dolphins and the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have Regina McBride Smith, who was a track all-star.
Yes, she was.
You know, at Auburn University.
Yep.
And she now has a foundation that she would, I think it's a track club, where she coaches young kids and get them interested in the, you know, in the tracking sport and stuff. So we have a lot of different people. We were only able to kind of pick 12
right.
to feature in our calendar. And we tried to get some of the ones, you know, that were not as known but known.
Right. Well, you know, if you've come from around here, yeah, I've been here, 28 years now. And like I say, I may not, if you would have said to me, here's this name, you know, tell me what this person is about. But as soon as I put it in that context, I was like, oh, yeah, I've heard that name before. The same way I was saying that I'd heard your name before.
Yes. It's just, you know, these people have been around. They're from here.
Right.
And a lot of people just do not know. You
right.
know, City Tampa employees, the ones that I've mentioned, a lot of them don't even know these are the people that they're working with.
Right.
You know, so this is just a way to kind of give some acknowledgement and just let, you know, people know there's more to what you see.
Right.
You know, a lot of times there's other things that they're involved in besides, you know, coming in and, you know, clocking in at,
right.
from 8 to 5. There's other things that they've done in their past and they're still doing.
Right. And I think it's great that you're able to use their skills and their experience to be able to reach out, like you say, to youth, because I don't care what background you come from. If you do not nurture the younger people, then literally our society dies.
Exactly. Because once we're gone,
right.
they're the ones that have to step up.
Exactly.
And they can only step up and do as well as they're taught.
Exactly.
Or by example.
Right.
So
right.
if we lead the right example, then they will follow.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
true in every community. So you started the Black History Celebration. Have you talked to, I mean, we've talked about these people that are working, say, for the City of Tampa, but have you talked to some of these past recipients and gotten their stories as to how that made a difference for them? Because we're really not talking about huge amounts of money. It's not like you're saying, here, we're going to take care of your whole college education. But as you say, every little bit helps. And getting that recognition from your community, I would think means a lot to those people.
Oh, it does. And I always tell people, I say, when they elected me as president, I kind of feel that I was leaving my children because that's what a lot of some of the recipients became.
Right.
Because they still contact me, you know, hello, Miss Celeste, just letting you know I'm doing good in school.
Right.
And sometimes they have problems, you know, sometimes that transition is kind of hard for them.
Mm-hmm.
I tell them, give me a call, email me, text me. Just let me know how you're doing. We've had some very good successes, with our scholarship program. We last year had one of our students pass the Florida bar.
Wow.
We have one of our students that is in the oil business, graduating from Florida, and now is working for an oil company in Texas.
Right.
As an engineer. We have another gentleman that is coaching at a local high school. I can't remember. It's not here in Tampa. I'm sorry, mm-hmm. but somewhere in Florida is coaching. You know, at a high school. We have nurses. We have students that are in the doctorate program mm-hmm. for veterinarian, for business. You know, we kind of went from one end to the next.
Well, and I think it's, like I said, great that the people who have been recipients or who are involved with you guys are willing to reach out into the community like that. And I'm wondering, there are some kids that don't do well in school for whatever those reasons may be. Maybe they're just not good students as a general rule. How can they avail themselves of some of this kind of networking? Is there a way to do that?
They can go, again, to our website. Mm-hmm. www.cotbhc.org. We have our phone number there. They can call that number. They can email us. They can give us, just give us some contact information. And it's usually, if we don't have the resources, we know somewhere that does.
I bet you do. Yeah.
So, because I used to tell people a lot, and it still happens. I get information since I've been in the scholarship chair for so long. You know, different people in the community will send me information.
Right.
This organization has this scholarship. This company has this scholarship. This company's doing this. So I get that information in turn and spread it.
Well, and that's...
And I give it to the different students that I know or the parents that I know, you know, their student, their child is a junior.
Right.
You know, this is something you need to start getting your child to start doing now to prepare them for their senior year.
Right.
So as I get the information, I put it out.
So you're kind of a counselor to all these kids, aren't you?
That's what they're my babies.
Exactly.
You know, so I mean, I know how it is to try to pay for school. So it's very hard, you know, and I want to make sure they are given every opportunity.
And you gave us this number, this website. That is the way to contact you.
Yes.
And let's give it again.
It is cotbhc.org. And they can also, it's the same as cotbhc@gmail.com. They can send emails.
Let's talk about the day of the celebration. When does it start? How should we get there? Do we need to make reservations if we want to show up?
There's no reservation. It is free and open to the public. It is at the Tampa Convention Center on Franklin, 333 South Franklin. Mm-hmm. The only thing, it is free to the public, but there you may find that there's a minimal parking fee. Because of being downtown, you have the garages.
Right.
And you have the parking lots. There's like a minimal fee. I think you may pay like $3 to park into the garages, either $3 or $5. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But our program starts at 11 o'clock. It usually lasts about an hour, a little over an hour. After that, we have another room where we have different display tables set up. We have a couple of our honorees that will be setting up some of their memorabilia. Like we have a Negro League baseball player that he will have some of his memorabilia. As a matter of fact, it's my father.
Oh, is it really?
Yes, played with Indianapolis Clowns. His name is Walter Gibbons.
Oh, wonderful.
So we will have some of his information there, you know, and some of his, you know, displays and stuff. And some of the other, you know, women of color golf will have a display up. We have a couple of schools at Legacy Preparatory. They will have information up as well. And then we'll have some refreshments. But all of that is free.
And this
all of that is free.
The 18th.
This is February the 18th at the Tampa Convention Center at 11 o'clock. 11 a.m. is when it starts.
Because we're talking, of course, about getting then into a real job after you've played sports or whatever it is that you're doing, how could local community businesses become involved with you? Do they have to have a whole program ready to go? Or can they come to you and say, here's an idea, can we run with it?
They can come and present that idea with us, and then we will somehow try to work with it. We've done that in another venture that we've done when we've partnered with the NFL Yet Center, where we've done Passport to Excellence. And that is just a program that we do. It's done on a Saturday. We invite the kids from all around in the neighborhood, and we have workshops. The workshops pretty much give them and teach them ways to, you know, how to act in an interview, how
great.
To fill out an application.
Can I come to that?
Etiquette. We all need retraining
that
at some point. No. You know, how to control and work with their finances when they start working. We've had past teachers come and talk to the kids about the FCAT, about what they would need to do to prepare for school. You know, it's, we try to do as much as we can mm-hmm. with some of these kids, and we've just been fortunate enough to been able to have the different venues to do that.
And are you
and
trying to...
partner with Busch Gardens as well.
Oh, have you?
Yes, we have the one scholarship. We did the one major scholarship that Busch Gardens was very instrumental in helping us finance, was in the name of Bobby L. Bowden, our founder. It was a scholarship that was awarded to one student that attended Floyd A&M, and it was a $20,000 scholarship.
Wow.
The recipient of that scholarship was Sierra Fareed, and she graduated 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And she's studying law, and if I'm not mistaken, I think she's at Stetson. Mm-hmm. But I know she is in the law, you know, she's in the law field because she wants to be a lawyer. Uh-huh. And that was one of the stipulations for the scholarship, is you had to be a political science major.
I see.
And attend Floyd A&M University. So she did that, graduated with honors, and Busch Gardens was very instrumental with that scholarship. And they even helped her when she came home during the summer by, you know, giving her part-time employment.
I was going to ask, yeah.
Yes, so they've mentored her, and they're still mentoring her throughout her college career. And the same with Bobby Bowden. You know, they keep very close contact with her. So that's the kind of relationship we would love to build with other companies that we have, that we can build these scholarships, because we have a Bobby Bowden now, but it's only $3,000 that we give a year mm-hmm. that is still and continuously sponsored with the help of, you know, Busch Gardens.
And that's what I was going to ask, not just summer jobs and that kind of thing, but really when a business, even a small business, can get involved with something like this, not only does it benefit the business, they have some, you know, obviously a pretty great kid working for them during the summer or the times off, but they are then paying it forward.
Oh, yes. Yes, they are definitely paying it forward. And we have companies that have offered internships to the students, you know, when they're home for the summer or once they graduate. You know, and then we have the kids in turn when they, you know, the young adults, when they graduate, you know, they'll call us, you know, we were so grateful for what you've done for us. Now, how can we help?
Oh, that's great.
So we've had a couple of the students come back and maybe speak at a program, you know, that we have, or, you know, come and speak to the students that we're getting ready to award scholarships to. Let them know what the college experience is like and what it was to receive that information and what they can do to make their college career a little bit easier or the less of a financial strain as possible. So they'll call us and say, what can we do for you? Mm-hmm. And they'll call us and we'll call them and say, you know, is everything okay?
Right.
Is there something we can do for you? You know, because we've also helped students that are in school that
right.
have a financial difficulty. Right. So it's the more we do, is the more sponsorships we can get in.
Exactly, and the more help. And like I said, it doesn't have to be this huge $20,000 commitment. It could be a $2,000, a $200 commitment. Like you say, that
exactly.
could buy a book.
And if you, exactly. And if you go, when you go to our website, again, www.cotbhc.org, we have sponsorship information there. There's various different levels.
Oh, I see.
Of sponsorships that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
But we are willing to whatever amount. We have some employees where we've set it up to where we've done payroll deductions, where they have so much coming out of each check.
Right.
You know, so you can only, whatever you're willing to do, we will make a way.
Let me ask you something. As a woman, I know how hard it was to be a woman trying to get into business. Are the same constraints still present in this country as far as Black people in getting jobs? Are things any better?
I think they're still harder. And what they're still hard to a sense of the student, they just have to work harder.
Right. And
they
I think
know.
That's true for women and other minorities for that matter, too.
Yes. It just seems like being a minority female, there's always that extra push that you have to put forward.
And how many times have we both heard that as a woman we have to work twice as hard for half as much money?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much still the case.
Yeah.
You know, so if you want to succeed, and it's more of I try to tell the kids, the young women that we deal with, you know what you want.
Right.
If you know this is the career that you want, you have to work to go for it. You may have to work a little harder, mm-hmm. but the harder you work, the more benefits in the end you'll reap.
I agree with you. I think that it's frustrating to have to work that much harder. I have a friend, and I used to say that our 100% is somebody else's 200%, that that's how hard we are just used to working.
But exactly.
In the end, nothing worth having is, you know, it comes easy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you want it and you want it bad enough, then you're going to work for it.
And be more proud of yourself.
Not let anything stop you.
Yeah.
Exactly. You will definitely be more proud.
Yeah.
You take more pride in something you know you've worked for.
Yeah. Absolutely right. No.
Right.
I know I've asked it before. Let's give it again, though, because this is the one question people will ask me after today when they call in. What was that website again? What was that website again?
The website is www.cotbhc.org.
And are you going to be at the celebration on the 18th?
Yes, I will.
Because I have a feeling after talking and listening to you talk today that there's going to be some young women in the community, period, and of course in the Black community, who are going to want to seek you out as a speaker, and you're a very caring person. And I think that anybody that has the ability to get your help is going to be very grateful for it.
And I'm willing to give and share all the information that I have. I'm willing to receive any information so that I can put it out there for these young adults. So they can contact me, and I can do everything that's in my abilities to do.
Well, I really appreciate you joining us on Sunday morning and giving us this information. Again, that's going to be at Franklin on the 18th, and it starts at 11, did you say?
It starts at 11 o'clock, and it's at the Tampa Convention Center.
I see.
On Franklin Street downtown.
So it isn't on the mall there.
No, it's inside the convention center.
I see.
The convention center is across from the Marriott Waterside.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Right, it's right there.
Okay, great.
At 11 o'clock.
All right. We'll see you there. And thank you so much for joining us this morning. I am really have enjoyed having this conversation with you, and I feel very hopeful for our community because you're involved in this.
Oh, well, I thank you. And I thank you for allowing me this time to come, you know, to come on your radio station and just talk to, you know, the people and let them know and let them be aware and invite them, you know, to the celebration on February the 18th.
And let's have you back because you said the other thing that's happening is in May, correct?
May 19th is our scholarship ceremony, and that's when we will be awarding our scholarships, and hopefully we'll be awarding a large number this year.
I hope so, too.
So we need the sponsorships.
All right. Thank you. Celeste Givens People has been our guest this morning on Sunday morning.